On July 5, 1812, Beethoven arrived in Teplitz from Prague and over 3 days wrote a passionate love letter.
My angel, my all, my very self. Only a few words to you. Can our love endure except through sacrifices, through not demanding everything? Can you change the fact that you are not wholly mine, I not wholly thine? Oh God. My heart is full of so many things to say to you. Ah, there are moments when I feel that speech amounts to nothing at all. Still in bed, my thoughts go out to you, my immortal beloved. Oh, continue to love me. Never misjudge the most faithful heart of your beloved. Ever thine, ever mine, ever ours.
We know her only as the immortal beloved. He never named the woman at the heart of this extraordinary passion. Her identity remains a mystery.
A lot of people question whether there's ever going to be enough evidence to settle the immortal beloved letter to everyone's satisfaction. In Germany and on the continent, people tend to believe that it's Josephine Brunswick. And in the United States and England, people tend to believe it's Tony Brentano. So the controversy continues.
Anthony Brentano, a married woman with 4 children, was in the right places at the right times. For example, she was in Prague with her husband just before the letter was written, and then she went to Carlsbad, so she fits the clues found in the letter. Emotionally, though, the evidence favors an old love, Josefina Brunswick. The letters which survive from her earlier relationship with Beethoven match the 1812 letter in passion, vocabulary, and style.
Interestingly, both of the women that are candidates for the Immortal Beloved had children 9 months or 8 months after the Immortal Beloved letter was written. And so there is this possibility that one of these 2 children could have been Beethoven's child. And since Beethoven didn't have any children that we know about, this would be quite interesting. Tony's child turned out to be a boy who had a very tragic life. He was epileptic and prone to seizures. Josefina Brunswick had a daughter, and she turned out to be exquisitely musical. And in fact, she made her living as a piano teacher. One of the things that's curious is in one of the conversation books, which are from the last decade of Beethoven's life, there's a statement that says, if you talk about the child so much, people will know that it's yours. And unfortunately, there's no gender of the child mentioned. But there is something about this that suggests that Beethoven thought that he had a child at some point. So there is a mystery here, sort of waiting to be uncovered.